We're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny K.
Christmas Carol Catastrophes. The oddest Christmas songs to ever be unleashed on an unsuspecting public.
They'll sing and they'll sing and they'll sing, 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 sing.
Hey everybody, how about a Christmas carol?
I found the brains of Santa Claus. Jason and the Straptones.
I found the brains of Santa Claus underneath my bed. They were in a pickle jar. I wonder if he's dead. Oh, they smell like dried up tuna and look more gray than red. I found the brains of Santa Claus. I'll bet you that he's dead. Yes, he still may have a jelly belly and a big white bushy beard. But without that grace of in his head, he would act kind of weird.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we've got an interesting little ditty here. From Brain Farts and the Can't Remembers.
No, that's a different group.
Jason and the Straptones.
Yes.
Gotta say that very slowly because otherwise I'm going to think of something else. That usually a guy doesn't wear.
yeah.
Jason and the Straptones. I found the brains of Santa Claus. This is from the early 80s. I guess was part of a Dr. Demento challenge to do Christmas songs. Ended up on one of the Dr. Demento collections.
You're partially right, yeah.
And it was released as a single. The guy who did it self-released it. And, well, it's an attempt at humor. The title is so much funnier than the actual song. I think there could have been something that he could have done with this. It starts off, I found the brains of Santa Claus underneath my bed. I found the brains of Santa Claus. I hope that he's not dead. But then, yeah, it just goes on and about dead Santa Claus and some other stuff. And nothing really happens with the concept. I mean, it's catchy. That's about it. It's catchy because it sounds like rhythm of an old children's song. But humor-wise, it really kind of fails other than the title.
Surprisingly, there's not really any information about Jason and the Straptones on the internets. The only place you can find anything written about them is on the back of the cover for Demento's Mementos. While cramming for finals at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, Jason Robert Lyle burned his tongue on hot coffee. The shock opened up an unknown corner of his mind, revealing the song. He graduated anyway and found employment at Alpha International Recording Studios in Philadelphia, where the recording was made. Strings arranged and produced by Lou DeLeese. And that's all we get. I'm not saying it's the funniest Christmas song ever, Christmas at Ground Zero. There have certainly been funnier Christmas songs, Tom Lehrer. I like it. I don't love it, but I like it. It's no I Just Go Nuts at Christmas, but it's amusing. I first heard it in 1984 when I bought the Dr. Demento album Demento's Mementos, which came out in 1982. In 1982, the Doctor held a songwriting contest, and the winners would be put on this album. And some of the ones that did win, you know, I never really heard much of the songs that did win and wind up on there. I've listened to Dr. Demento since 1980. And never really heard much of Bodine Brown or My Name Is Not Merv Griffin or some of the other songs that won that songwriting contest that year. This one I hear every year because it's Christmas, and now instead of doing one Christmas show every year, the Doctor does three Christmas shows. So that's about 6 hours, sometimes four Christmas shows. So that's 8 hours of Christmas music he has to fill. And I gotta tell you, as much as I love Dr. Demento, we only need one Dr. Demento Christmas show, because those 6 to 8 hours are filled with a lot of terrible songs. Not saying this one is terrible, but it's okay. It is catchy and bouncy. I really love the guitar solo.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the title is funnier than the song. I think part of the humor is that he's so casual about it. I just found brains under my bed. Huh. How about that? Well, I should probably send these back or something. I don't know. Well, this is an interesting thing to have happen. Instead of, like, most people, like, be like, ugh, there are brains under my bed.
Oh, my God!
So I think that's where the humor is supposed to come from.
Yeah, and by the time he's saying, maybe I should have them as a snack, you can tell it's the inspiration's run out.
They really aren't much use to me, except serve them as a snack.
Oh, I'm going to go for gross-out humor now. Oh.
How much material can you get for 3 minutes based on the premise that you found a jar of brains under your bed?
Not unless you're actually going to tell a story, and I was expecting a story. I was not just expecting a silly novelty song, I was expecting a funny story about the brains of Santa Claus. I mean, you got the brains of Santa Claus. If you got the brains of Santa Claus, you need a lab. You need a lab to do experiments on those brains. You need to bring Santa Claus's brains back to life. You need to put him in a robot. He needs to go around setting Christmas trees on fire and shooting lasers at little children. He needs to terrorize the town. You need to learn a life lesson from this. Which is, don't put people's brains in killer robots. Which, you'd think people would know this, but there's so many movies and stuff where people do stupid things. Just like one of the movies I watched recently, you don't take your girlfriend's dead body parts and attach them to hookers. Things don't turn out right.
No, not often. I mean, not when you do it wrong, yeah. See, that was something I was thinking about. He wants to send them back. He wants to have them as a snack. He doesn't know what to do with them. And I'm just thinking, I understand it's 1982, and we haven't even cloned anything yet. But you've got a bottomless gold mine of genetic material to create your own Santa Clauses. Just a whole army of Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
And this way they can go out and fight the war on Christmas instead of drafting people into your war.
Yeah, Sean Hannity doesn't have too many brains. There's room to shove a few in there, maybe.
I don't know if the inside of his head is like Jupiter. It's just packed with so much hot gas that if you put anything in there, it'll just instantly crush it.
Yeah, that might be true.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
It's Christmas Eve, and I watch my children with wonder, for I've been told the world has changed and nothing is the same. But they've hung their Christmas stockings just as I did many Christmases ago, and they hope to get a peek at Santa just as I did, but fall fast asleep long before he ever comes. And Christmas morning, still a joy, finding the little things you wanted. A car, a doll, a toy whistle, and look, Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls. A whole handful of Tootsie Rolls. Has there ever been a Christmas without Tootsie Roll candies? Yes, whatever else changes, there will always be Christmas, and the Christmas stocking, and the hearts of children beating with joy. This Christmas, let them find it all again. The toys, the Tootsie Rolls, and all their heart's desire.
6238503375. Call now.
Hello there, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Got something to say about the song, the podcast, or have a bad Christmas memory to share? Then leave a message on the voicemail. And if we get enough messages, we'll play and respond to them in the post-Christmas wrap-up episode. You got 3 minutes before it cuts you off.
Come on, children. Santa Claus is on the phone.
Hark! The music fills the air. Holiday cheer from WQAM.
Something else the song doesn't address? How does he know these are Santa's brains? I mean, do they jingle when you shake them? Do they taste like gingerbread when you lick them? How do we know this isn't some random person's brains in a pickle jar under his bed?
Yeah, and typically you would label the brain, so it'd be either Santa or Abby Normal or whoever's brain that you might have under the bed.
Right. And there's another thing here. If these are the brains of Santa Claus, is this a gift from Santa or a punishment from Santa? I understand coal would be bad. I understand if Santa sat on top of your chimney and, after finishing digesting all those cookies, left you something, that would be bad.
A little used something in the stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be really, really bad.
Yeah. But what are brains? Are brains bad?
Depends. With scrambled eggs, they're really good.
Or is this like a disturbing version of maybe the Santa Claus? Where if you kill Santa, you become Santa. Maybe at some point Santa has just had enough and he kills himself and he chooses you to be Santa. And you know that you're the one to be the next Santa Claus because when you wake up in the morning, you find the brains of Santa Claus in a pickle jar under your bed and you go, oh, I'm Santa Claus now.
You must consume them.
There's just a whole nother area of this song that I don't think I don't know, the rules, the myths, the legends of what happens when you get Santa's brains. I don't think any of that is addressed here.
And it would have made such a better song. That's what I'm thinking, is that the person who made this came up with a title and went, oh, this is a great title. Now what do I do?
Well, let me get my rhyming dictionary.
Yeah, I did look up Demento's Mementos. It does have the alphabet song on there from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, it has some good stuff.
So it has some stuff on there that was not specifically from the contest.
No, it was a mix. It was like every other song was from the ones that won the contest.
Yep, because it's got Dickie Goodman on there and it's got Rock and Roll Doctor, which you can find on his 80s compilation too.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if you really want good, really, really good Christmas music, there is a better Dr. Demento collection of that. The greatest novelty Christmas CD of all time.
That is almost the perfect Christmas album.
Yes.
You get rid of I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus, and you get rid of, oh, Jesus Christ, you get rid of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and you get rid of that goddamn Chipmunk song, and that is a perfect Christmas album.
Christmas, Christmas, don't. Time to put chipmunks in my No.
Maybe if we had like expanded episodes or special episodes, could elaborate on that one, but I don't have a Patreon for this podcast, so we won't go into Eric Winsenson's plans for Christmas chipmunks episode.
No, actually, the better plan would be another song with Bob Rivers.
Oh, God, I can't stand him.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
That's about the only part of his little bit that I like.
I do have a Bob Rivers Christmas album. I haven't listened to it yet.
You know, I would be doing the same exact thing if I had the Bob Rivers Christmas album. Christmas Carol Catastrophes is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. Our theme song was written and recorded by Stephen St. John. Send us an email at christmascatastrophes@gmail.com. Help spread the word by sharing the link on your social networking sites and rate and review the show at Apple Podcasts. Next week, Chiron Beta Prime, Jonathan Colton.
This is NBC, the night before Christmas.
With Bob Rivers, it's like he almost approaches funny, but he doesn't go there. Instead, he stays in what is predictable. This is a funny for everybody else. I'm going to do it too.
I find some of this stuff amusing.
And yet you hate this song.
Well, Bob Rivers has actually done a few very good novelty songs, and most of them stick around 2 minutes. So if there's one thing he knows, it's to get to the point and get out.
Yeah, there is that. Which is what I was trying to do. I was trying to circle back around and so we can finish this up.
Yep.
Because I don't think we got much else to say.
No, we don't have much else to say.